The toxicity differences are interesting. Again, it's hard to compare across trials, but as you know, the Genentech trial was closed prematurely due to these five GI perforation events, whereas the GOG trial had zero GI perforation events. So that was a curious observation.
What do you think the explanation is?
There are several possibilities. Some of the events in the trial occurred remotely from completion of therapy. So several were in patients who had discontinued drug because of disease progression and now were in subsequent lines of therapy.
Well, that's interesting. So, in other words, these did not all occur while the patient was on Bev?
That's right. They still followed patients after they completed therapy for survival. And then during that period of time, adverse events were reported, and these were attributed as possibly related to the drug. The risk level of the patients, in terms of more heavily pretreated patients, patients with slightly worse performance status, may have contributed to the difference. It's also possible that these patients had gastrointestinal manifestations of disease that were more significant. One of the things that was of concern was the possibility that intestinal wall involvement by tumor was a major factor, and it's very difficult to assess that other than histopathologically. If you try to do that with imaging, which was attempted in the Genentech trial, there was some blinded review of radiologic data that suggested that possibly bowel wall thickening on CT was a predictive factor, but that's not a conclusive finding. There's a suggestion. There are other investigators that have reported that pre-existing evidence of intestinal obstruction requiring parenteral support, whether it's parenteral hydration or nutrition, as well as intestinal decompression, is a risk factor. But again, I think prospective studies are needed to determine this, and we're trying to collect this data prospectively in the phase 3 placebo control trial, where we'll really have a more accurate estimate of what the key factors are. So in that trial, we're trying to do a regression analysis based on hypothetical risk factors for GI perforation in a prospective fashion. The beauty of having a placebo control trial is that you eliminate the biases that may make an investigator more likely or less likely to investigate the possibility of a perforation when a patient presents with a variety of symptoms that could lead to an evaluation. It's almost safer to do it that way because there may be an intrinsic rate of GI perforation events in this disease population that we don't know about. And in fact, we know that there are patients on the phase 3 trial that have had GI perforation events that are not related to bevacizumab because they received placebo. And so it will be very interesting to look at not only the rate of the incidence of this complication intrinsically in this population, but what the influence of Bev is and which patients seem to be at risk based on pre-existing medical conditions, environmental influences, other pharmacotherapies that are, such as corticosteroid use. So we're evaluating all these factors prospectively in the phase 3 trial.
What other manifestations or side effects did you see? Hypertension, proteinuria, for example?
So hypertension, proteinuria are well-recognized side effects. In the GOG trial, the rate of grade 3 to 4 proteinuria was minimal. There was only one patient that happened to develop nephrotic syndrome, which reversed after discontinuation of the drug. And about 10% of patients had clinically relevant hypertension requiring antihypertensive therapy. There were no patients with arterial thrombotic events in that study. In the Genentech trial, there actually were no patients with grade 3 or 4 proteinuria, but there were a number of patients similar to the GOG trial with hypertension requiring therapy, and there were at least a couple of patients that had grade 3 or 4 arterial thrombotic events. The numbers are pretty small, so it's very hard to say, that there's a significant difference in those events. The only one that really stood out as potentially important in terms of the differences in these patient populations was the GI perforation issue.